Nah, bismillah wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. Okay, this is our fourth session for Arabic lessons in Tawheed al-Mustawa Thalith, third level Islamic University of Medina, Arabic language program. Last week we read this lesson, Ad-Darsu Athani, on page 8, 9, and 10. Last week we read it, slowly, carefully discussed it, translated it, and took questions on it. For the last 7 days, you should have been reviewing it, at least reading it once or twice or three times, and studying it carefully, and highlighting, circling, underlying, anything that you have a problem with, so that when we read it today, a little bit more quickly, you have a chance to ask questions. Alright? So please, Yani, pay careful attention. If you have some questions as we're reading, stop me. Alright? Yani, we're not going to explain everything like we explained last week, right? We're just going to, Yani, try to go through it a little bit quickly, translate, but quickly. Alright? Okay, page number 8, Ad-Darsu Athani. You have to focus and pay attention so you don't miss a word that you might need. Al-Islamu Deenuna, meaning Islam is our deen. The teacher says, في الدرس الماضي عرفنا أن العبادة يجب أن تكون لله ربنا وحده لا شريك له. يعني in the past lesson, we came to know that worship يجب أن تكون لله, that it is obligatory that this worship be takunu lillahi, that it be for Allah, Rabbina wahdahu, alone, la sharika lahu, without any partner. This is a tremendous saying, brothers and sisters. This is a tremendous saying. People all over the earth don't know that worship belongs to Allah alone. The Christians, the Jews, the Hindus, the Buddhists, these people do not know that worship belongs to Allah alone without any partner. فما اسم الدين الذي نحن فيه لعبادة الله تعالى. So what is the name of the deen which we are in it for the worship of Allah the Most High? Sa'id says, الدين الذي نحن فيه هو الدين الإسلامي. يعني the deen which we are in, it is the deen of Islam, al-Islam. The teacher says, أحسنت Ya Sa'idu, you have done well, O Sa'id. وَالْآنَ أَذْكُرُ لَكُمْ مَعْنَى الْإِسْلَامِ ثُمَّ حَدِيثًا يَجْمَعُ لَنَا أَرْكَانَ الْإِسْلَامِ. Yani the teacher says, Al-An, I will mention for you the meaning of Islam, and then I will mention a hadith that collects or brings together or gathers together for us the pillars of Islam. Okay, two things: the definition of the meaning of Islam, and then a hadith which gathers together the pillars of Islam in one hadith. The first part, the meaning of Islam. Inna al-Islam huwa al-istislamu lillahi ta'ala bit-tawheed wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'ati wal-khulusu min ash-shirki. This is the definition of Islam. Huwa al-istislam lillahi ta'ala bit-tawheed. Self-surrender. Yani a person submitting, voluntarily surrendering to Allah the Most High with tawheed. Yani to Him alone. Singling Him out. Wal inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'ah. And then what?
Compliance.
Compliance. To Him with by obeying Him, by obeying His commands and prohibitions. Compliance means to do what you are told to do. To do what you are told to do. You are told to do this, you do it. You are told to leave this, you leave it. Naam. To comply, yani it's clear if you think what? Al-inqiyad lahu bittar. How do you comply? By obedience. So the meaning of it is here, you obey. Okay, you obey. Yani, you follow, you yield, you submit and obey whatever you're told to do. Wal khulusu min ash-shirki. And being free. Yani, freeing yourself. Islam requires that you free yourself from shirk. And we might add, as some of the scholars of the Sunnah said, Yani, khulus min ash-shirk wa ahlihi. خلوص من الشرك وأهله. يعني خلوص being free from shirk and being free from its people. يعني the people of shirk. يعني براءة من المشركين. ها؟ That's another matter. يعني that's from the foundations of Islam. الولاء والبراء. يعني الولاء to the Muslims and البراء from the كفار and the مشركين. طيب, this is the definition of Islam. Then he says, ولا يقبل الله من الناس دينا غير الإسلام. And Allah does not accept from the people a deen other than Islam. What is the proof of this? قال الله تعالى, إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. That indeed, the deen with Allah, that Allah recognizes and accepts, it is al-Islam. 19th ayat, 3rd surah Ali Imran. قال الله تعالى أيضا, and Allah also said as a proof of this, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Whoever desires other than Islam as a deen, فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ, then it will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And that person in the hereafter will be of the losers. 85th ayah from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd surah. Therefore, فَعَلَيْنَا أَن نَتَمَسَّكَ بهذا الدين ونحافظ عليه. Therefore, علينا, it is incumbent upon us, يجب علينا أن نتمسك بهذا الدين, to hold fast to this deen, ونحافظ عليه, and to protect and preserve it, to guard it, meaning يعني to give care to this, protecting and preserving your deen from anything that يعني may corrupt it or pollute it or cause a defect in it. Be careful, give care to this, hold fast to this deen, and guard and protect and preserve it. That is the definition of Islam. Then he said, and these are the proofs of it, and then he said, a hadith that gathers the pillars of Islam, وَأَمَّا الْحَدِيثِ الَّذِي يَجْمَعُ أَرْكَانَ الْإِسْلَامِ, that gathers together, brings together the pillars of Islam, فَهُوَ الْآتِ, then it is the following, meaning the following hadith, عَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, may Allah be pleased with both of them. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah said, بني الإسلام على خمس. Islam is built upon. بني يعني مبني للمجهول. It is built upon, يعني it has foundations that is built upon. بني الإسلام على خمس, on five foundations. على يعني the meaning is على شهادتي, يعني with كسرة شهادتي, and لا إله إلا الله, bearing witness that there is nothing which deserves to be worshipped except Allah, وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله, and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his worshipper, servant, and his messenger, وإقام الصلاة, and the establishment of prayer, وإيتاء الزكاة, and the giving of the charity, وصوم رمضان, and fasting the month of Ramadan, وحج البيت, and making pilgrimage to the house. متفق عليه واللفظ للإمام مسلم. This is agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and the exact wording here is from Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. Tariq says, أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَعْرِفَ مَعْنَ الشَّهَادَتَيْنِ, I want to know the meaning of the shahadatain. The teacher says, huh? The meaning of shahadatain. أَمَّا شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, as far as the testimony that nothing is there to be worshipped except Allah, فَمَعْنَاهَا, its meaning is أَنَّهُ لا معبود بحق إلا الله, that there is no معبود, nothing that is worshipped, that is given worship. This ism مفعول, right? The عابد is the one who does the worship. The معبود is the one that the worship is given to. There is no معبود بحق that has a right to be worshipped except Allah. وأما ما يعبد من دون الله, and as far as whatever is worshipped other than Allah, or less than Allah, and everything is less than Allah, right? فَعِبَادَتُهُ بَاطِلَةٌ, then the worship of those other things is batil, false. Proof of this, قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High said, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم يعني الله يعني bears witness and makes clear and teaches the people that there's nothing which deserves your worship except him and the angels and those who possess knowledge ulul ilm yani the ulama the angels and the people who possess knowledge yani also bear witness qaiman bil qist yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon justice yani in his ruling in his speech in his action his commands and prohibitions qaiman bil qist he is upon justice and there's nothing which deserves your worship except him al aziz al hakim the mighty the almighty the all wise. This is 18th ayah from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd surah. That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah, the shahada of La ilaha illallah. وَمَعْنَ شَهَادَتِي أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ And the meaning of the bearing witness or the testimony that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, it is, the meaning of this shahada is al-iqrar, يعني confirmation, acknowledgement, يعني admission. وَالْإِعْتِرَافِ confession. بِأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَرَسَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى That Allah has sent him بِدِينَ الْإِسْلَامِ With the religion of Islam إِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَّةً To the people, all of them, all of humanity. وَبِهَذِهِ الشَّهَادَةِ And based upon this testimony يَجِبُ إِتْبَاعُهُ يعني إِتْبَاعُهُ Then it is Yani obligatory to follow him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it is also obligatory wa ta'atuhu and obedience to him بكل ما جاء به من الله سبحانه وتعالى to obey him in everything that he has come with from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. والإقرار بالشهادتين, yani this acknowledgement, confession, admission of these two testimonies, هو this admission. هو الشرط الشرط للدخول في الإسلام. It is the condition for the validity of a person entering into al-Islam. والشهادتان and these two testimonies هما الركن والأول. The two of them together are the first pillar من أركانه الخمسة of its five pillars. يعني the five pillars of Islam كما تعلمون. As you all know. Mansur says ما المراد بإقامة الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة What is intended by establishing the prayer and giving charity? The teacher says كما تعلمون As you all know أن هذين الركنين ذكرا في الحديث بعد الشهادتين You all know that these two pillars ذكرا were mentioned in the hadith after the two testimonies that we just got finished discussing وَمَعْنَ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ And the meaning of إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ It is أَدَاؤُهَا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمَتْلُوبِ فِي أَوْقَاتِهَا الْمَخْصُوصَةِ وَالْأَمْرُ بِهَا وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَيْهَا Yani the meaning of establishing the salat, it means أَدَاؤُهَا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمَتْلُوبِ Yani fulfilling it, performing it in the way that is required. In its special times and also commanding that it be performed al-amra biha and also patience in performing it as-sabr alayha that's the meaning of iqamat as-salat yani performing it in the way that is requested at its special times in commanding the people to do it and being patient in fulfilling that command yourself makhsusa yani khasa yani means special specific yani that which is special for it yani its special specific particular times that are special for the prayers wa amma ha khas nam makhsusa is the ism maf'ul from khassa no khalisa means purely but khasa means a special yani particular نحن what?
Like we, the
Indian. No, yeah, that's the same word.
Yeah.
But that the meaning here is like grammatical. Yeah, نعم. But it's the same word, yes. Okay, that is establishing of the salat. وَأَمَّا إِتَاءُ الزَّكَاةِ As far as giving the charity, فَهِيَ بِمَعْنَى Its meaning is, إِتَاءُ الزَّكَاةِ means إِعْطَى الزَّكَاةِ يعني from, يعني أعطى, to give. i'ta zakat, giving the zakat. Wa hiya juzun ma'lumun, and it is a well known amount, portion, min al mal, of the wealth, ila mustahiqiha, to those who have a right to it, the haq for it, yani they have a right to this wealth, giving a specific amount of the wealth to those who have a right to it, who are deserving of it. And that is, إذا بلغ المال النساب وحال عليه حال, with two conditions, that wealth, يعني, has reached the minimum amount, the nisab, and you have had it in your possession for one whole year, يعني a year has passed over it, حال عليه has passed over it, الحول the sana, one year has passed by. وأحكامها مذكورة في كتب الفقه, and its rulings, legal rulings concerning the zakat, is mentioned in the books of jurisprudence. ومن أدلة هذين الركنين قول الله تعالى, and from the evidences for these two pillars is the saying of Allah the Most High, وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. Yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its meaning being, and they have not been commanded except to worship Allah, making the deen purely, mukhlisina, making the deen purely for him, hunafa, for him alone, hunafa, being upright, yani inclined towards tawheed and away from shirk, wa yuqimu salat, and establishing the prayer. And this is the part of the ayat that's the proof of these two pillars, wa yuqimu salat, wa yu'tu zakat, establishing the prayer and giving the charity, وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ, and that, these things, doing these things, is the upright religion, the straight deen. This is the fifth ayat from Surah Al-Bayyinah, 98th surah. Salih says, مَا الدَّلِيلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ عَلَى أَنَّ سَوْمَ رَمَضَانَ وَالْحَجَّ رُكْنَانِ مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ. What is the proof from the Qur'an, the noble Qur'an, that, يعني fasting, the month of Ramadan, and pilgrimage are two of the pillars of Islam. The teacher says, Amma an as-sawmi, as far as fasting, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, Allah says concerning this, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ, O you who believe, يعني fasting, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُم mean it has been prescribed, it has been written. Rather, the real meaning, intended meaning, is فُرِضَ عَلَيْكُمْ, yeah, it is made obligatory upon you, fasting, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, just as it was made obligatory on those before you, the nations before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that perhaps you will achieve التَّقْوَى. This is 183rd ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي شَعْنِ الْحَجِ, and as far as the affair of pilgrimage, Allah the Most High says concerning it, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ, it is the right of Allah upon the people, حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ, yani the pilgrimage to the house, the Kaaba in Mecca, مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, whoever has the ability to find their way there safely and securely. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, and whoever disbelieved, yani, even though it was obligatory upon them and they had the ability to do it, they disbelieved, they didn't fulfill it. That's kufr. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, then indeed Allah is free of need of all of the worlds. This 97th ayah from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd surah. هَلْ لِلْإِسْلَامِ أَرْكَانٌ غَيْرُ مَا ذَكَرْتَ, يعني Bashir says, does Islam have any pillars other than what you have mentioned? I mean, غَيْرَ الْأَرْكَانِ الْخَمْسَةِ, other than the five pillars. Are there any other pillars? The teacher says, لا, لَيْسَ لِلْإِسْلَامِ أَرْكَانٌ أُخْرَى غَيْرُ الشَّهَادَتَيْنِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَالصَّوْمِ وَالْحَجِ, يعني no, Islam doesn't have any other pillars, يعني أركان أخرى, other than the two testimonies, the salat, yani the prayer, the charity, the fasting, and the pilgrimage. لكن هناك نوافل, but there are some voluntary, yani supererogatory deeds, وَالسُنَنٌ, and things from the sunnah, non-obligatory practices of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَعَمَالُ تَطَوُّعُ, and things, deeds, that a person just does yani, that are not required, but they do it out of their, yani, they volunteer to do. وَدَعْوَةٌ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, an invitation to that which is good. وَمُحَارَبَةٌ لِلشَّرِّ, and warring against evil. Yani, these are other things besides the pillars of Islam. فَفِي هَذِهِ الْعَمَالِ, and in these deeds, there is مُحَافَظَةٌ, yani, guarding, preserving, عَلَى أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ, the pillars of Islam. وَحِمَايَةٌ لَهَا, and protecting them, yani protecting, guarding and protecting the pillars of Islam. كما أن فيها زيادة في الحسنات وعفوا عن السيئات, and likewise there's also in these extra deeds there's an increase, زيادة, in good deeds, and there's a pardoning from سيئات, evil deeds. وذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم, and that is the favor of Allah, He gives it to whomever He wills, and Allah is the one who possesses the supreme bounty. وَخُلَاصَةُ مَا ذَكَرْنَا فِي هَذَا الدَّرْسِ, and the summary, the synopsis, the essence, the core of what we have mentioned in this lesson, أَنَّ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينٌ لَهُ أَرْكَانٌ خَمْسَةٌ, that Islam is a deen that has five pillars. افْتَرَضَهَا اللَّهُ على الناس, and Allah has made them fard, obligatory upon the people, these five pillars. وأداء هذه الأركان هي أهو الاستسلام والانقياد والطاعة لله رب العالمين لا شريك له, and the fulfillment, the أداء of these pillars, it is الاستسلام, self-surrender, willing submission, والانقياد, compliance, and طاعة, obedience to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, and He has no partner in any of this. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ دِينًا غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ, and also from the summary of this matter, from this lesson, is that Allah doesn't accept from anyone a deen other than Islam. كَمَا لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ, just as He doesn't accept from anyone, الزِّيَادَةَ, any increase على هذا الدين, any increase to this deen, أَوْ النَّقْصَ مِنْهُ, or any decrease from it, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يُصْلِحُ شُؤُونَ النَّاسِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and that is because Allah, the one who legislated this deen and legislated these pillars and these duties and these prohibitions, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ, He is the all-knower of مَا يُصْلِحُ, what rectifies, reforms, corrects and improves the affairs of the people in the dunya, in this world, and in the akhirah, in the next life. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, and Allah knows best. Qala Allahu ta'ala, al-yawma akmaltu. There's a hamza, hamzatul qat, missing from the word akmaltu. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Yani, today I have completed or perfected for you your deen, and completed, أَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, completed upon you my favor, وَرَضِيتُ, and I am pleased for you, الإسلام as a deen, to have Islam as a deen for you. Third ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, fifth surah. Okay, this is the end of what we read last week, slowly, carefully, with full discussion. Today we read it a little bit more quickly, and you have read it already during the week, right? So many times, I don't know how many, a lot of times, mashallah. So, yani, we almost memorized it by now. Now, okay, let's look at the Luga and the Tadrib and the Munaqisha before we run out of time. We have time, no problem. Okay. We're on page 11. Al-Lughatu. Yani, the linguistic matters. Arkan. Arkan is Jam'u Ruknin, the plural of Rukn. Wa Arkanu Shay Jawanibuhu. Yani, the arkan of a thing are its sides. Naam. Allati yastanidu ilayha wa yakumu biha. Yani, the jawanib, the sides of a thing which it relies upon. Yastanid ilayhi, it relies upon it. Wa yakumu biha, and it stands upon it. Yani, meaning its foundations, its base. Naam. Yani, the asas that it stands upon, it's built upon, it relies upon, in order for it to remain standing. The arkan. Naam. Yambagi. It means yatlubu. Yabtagi, I'm sorry. Yabtagi, I'm getting tired. Taib. Yabtagi, it means yatlubu or yuridu. Yani yabtagi means to yatlub, to seek. Or yuridu, to desire something. Yabtagi. Yani in the ayah that came, what? What came in the, this word came in the ayah? وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي Yani whoever desires, whoever seeks غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا other than Islam as a deen فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ it will never be accepted from him وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ and he will be in the hereafter of the losers يَبْتَغِي نعم يَتْلُبْ وَيُرِيدُ وَهَذَا فِي الْمُضَارِي this is the present tense form وَالْمَاضِي مِنْهُ إِبْتَغَى إِبْتَغَى يَبْتَغِي ومصدره ابتغاء ابتغاء ويجزم بحذف الياء and it is made majzum by omitting or deleting the ياء in يبتغي يعني if it became majzum the ياء is deleted and that's how it came in the ayah يبتغي without elongation for example may يبتغي without the ياء elongation النجاح يجتهد يعني whoever this is a shart right whoever desires or seeks النجاح success يجتهد then he must work hard نعم والشهادة it means صحيح لا شك الشهادة it means الإقرار يعني to acknowledge or agree to something الاعتراف to confess والتصديق to attest to the truthfulness to the صدق of something that it is true يعني to acknowledge to confess to attest to the truthfulness the shahada this is what it means كقولك like you're saying for example أشهد أن هذا حق I bear witness I acknowledge I confess I attest that this is a truth, that this is true. وَإِتَاءُ it means اِعْطَى وَهَذَا مَصْدَرٌ يعني it is an infinitive. From آتَى يُؤْتِي meaning أَعْطَى يُعْطِي يعني آتَى is with حَمْزَ and تَى and أَعْطَى is with عَيْن and طَى آتى يؤتي or أعطى يؤتي the meaning to give something okay any question about the لغة any question about the لغة
the same meaning right
same meaning آتى أعطى to give نعم any other question لغة anyway we know أركان means pillars يبتغي means to seek or to desire something A shahada means bearing witness to something, but linguistically, we want to know that shahada means al-iqrar, that it means i'tiraf, that it means tasdiq. We want to know that these are some of the Arabic words that contain the fuller meaning of shahada. Yani shahada la ilaha illallah, it doesn't just mean that a person came in the masjid and said, I want to become a Muslim. We said, okay, no problem. Explained to them something about Islam, pillars of Islam, arkan of iman, and then we asked them, do they have any questions? And we try to give them yani, the things that they need to know. And we try to you know talk to them a little bit to know yani, what they are in need of. And after all of that, we say, how you want to become a Muslim, this is what you have to do. You have to pronounce these words of shahada. And then they said it. Pronouncing alone is not what is meant here, right? But what is meant here is that the person says these words, acknowledging the truthfulness of it, confessing to the truthfulness of it. Yani, knowing that this is the truth. The person, yani, acknowledge this, confess this, agrees to all of it, including if they're in America and they were a Christian, they have to agree that Isa is Abdullah wa Rasuli. Isa is not the son of God, but he's a slave, servant, worshiper of Allah and his messenger. Naam, question. Okay. Which word?
Page 10, you said at the bottom.
Page 10, at the bottom.
Almost.
Fourth line from the bottom. You said the fourth line from the bottom?
Before the bottom.
On page what?
Ten.
Oh, I'm sorry. Page 10.
Right.
Okay. The La Sharika Lahu, that's what you're asking about?
Right. No. I'm asking you that La Yaqbulu min Ahadin Dina. You say Ghayru.
Ghayru al Islami.
Okay, right.
Ghayra.
Okay.
نعم لا يقبل لا يقبل من أحد دينا يعني منسوب مفعول به غير مفعول به منسوب يعني دينا غير الإسلامي نعم any other question okay let's look at the تدريب let's start the تدريب تدريب it says استعمل هذه الكلمات في جمل مفيدة use these words in Beneficial sentences. Complete sentence. Yabtaghi Musa.
Ana abtaghi min Allahi al-izza.
Naam. Ana abtaghi min Allahi al-izza. Meaning?
Of course. I desire from Allah, or I'm searching from Allah, honor.
Honor. Al-izza. Honor and might and strength and respect in the land. Naam. Al-izza. أنا أبتغي الإسلام دينا. I desire Islam as a deen. نعم ولا غير هذا. نعم next word. الشهادة. الشهادة. In a sentence.
الشهادة. الشهادة هو ال هو ال ال ركن دخول الإسلام.
Okay. الشهادة هو ركن للدخول الإسلام. يعني الشهادتين. معا نعم لا بس الشهادة نعم it's okay but يعني we want singular here الشهادة هي
الشهادة هي ركن من أركان
هي ركن من أركان الإسلام الشهادة طيب الشهادتين الشهادتان يعني الشهادتان مع بعض هما نعم ركن من أركان الإسلام نعم
شرط
للدخول نعم but the shahada right يعني generally when we say shahada what we really mean by shahada is the shahadatan يعني but because they're inseparable maybe we can use it in the singular because they're inseparable يعني they don't separate from each other you can't bring one without the other right It's one rukun. Naam, they're one rukun. Okay. Ita.
Ita
is zakat. Naam, what about Ita is zakat?
Atini hadha al-qalam.
Atini hadha al-qalam. Naam. That is, atini is the fil amr, but we want the masdar. Ita. Naam, sayfullah. Taib, yani Ita is zakat. جزء معلوم من المال نعم
إذا
مستحقيها إذا بلغ المال النصاب وحول عليه الحال نعم إيتاء زكاة الفطر أوكي عمل كبير كبير في رمضان يعني في نهاية رمضان mandatory يعني واجب فرض okay let's go on المناقشة okay these questions require some دقة huh? يعني some detail these questions require some detail so please يعني if you didn't write them down يعني try to pay attention to the text. Okay, no problem. Memorize, that's even better. I like memory, mashallah. Okay, the first question on the bottom of page 11, al-munaqasha. يعني al-munaqasha here means, and al-munaqasha has a number of meanings, but here it means questioning. يعني going through the questions, but it also means يعني to discuss something, to debate something, to go back and forth يعني in the discussion of it. Now, Mustafa. First read the question.
Oh, ma'ana islami.
Now, ما معنى الإسلامي? What is the meaning of Islam? Go ahead.
Islam.
Alone, bit,
bit-tawheed.
من الشرك طيب نعم anybody else want to try الإسلام نعم ولا يقبل ولا يقبل ولا يقبل طيب that's extra to the definition but it goes with it no problem but the definition itself stops at يعني الخلوص من الشرك وأهله نعم أبو بكر
الإسلام هو الاستسلام لله تعالى
نعم الاستسلام لله تعالى
بالتوحيد
والانقياد له بالطاعة والخلوص من الشرك وأهله طيب somebody else نعم سيف الله
ما معنى الإسلام إن الإسلام هو الاستسلام لله تعالى بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة
الانقياد له بالطاعة
والخلوص
والخلوص من الشرك نعم from memory
نعم
إن شاء الله
الإسلام هو الاستسلام لله تعالى بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والخلوص من الشرك والبراءة إلى أهله
والبراءة
إلى أهله
وأهله البراءة من أهله Here came. نعم. But the meaning is the meaning is almost the same meaning, but the siyak is different. يعني the context that it came. نعم.
When we say the tawhid and you say well in kiyad. When we say well in kiyad, the first one is the tawhid. I don't know.
Okay, the first part, al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed. Okay, that's the first part, right? Al-istislam lillahi bit-tawheed. Meaning that a person willingly surrender. Submission to Allah lillahi bit-tawheed. Yani not just submission openly, but submission with tawheed. Meaning that the submission is to Allah alone. Submission to Allah alone. Wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a. Means and also complying. Yani submission is one thing, but then compliance means, okay, I have submitted. Some people submitted, I submit. Okay, I submit. But then they don't follow orders though. Then they don't follow orders. So inqiyad here means that you actually comply. After you surrender, now you comply with the orders. Yani maybe in the battlefield, some soldiers, they surrendered, right? And then when they get in the prisoner of war camp, they are rebellious. They don't obey the orders. They surrendered, but now they're not obedient. So that's one thing to surrender. It's another thing then to comply. And al-qiyad means compliance. To comply with the laws, with the rules, by being obedient. Bitta'a. And then al-khulus min al-shirki wa ahli. Yani, being free, completely free from shirk. Not falling into any kind of shirk, major or minor shirk. Being free from shirk. Okay, somebody else memorized? No.
Al-Islam huwa al-istislamu lillahi ta'ala bit-tawheed wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a wa al-khulusu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi.
Ahli. Anybody else? Memorize. Fine, let's go on to the next question. Next question number two. Qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buniya al-Islam ala khamsin. Huh? Mal arkanu al-khamsatu المذكورة في هذا الحديث ها ما الأركان الخمسة what are the five pillars that are mentioned in this hadith نعم مصطفى now he wants to go so we're going to let him answer first so he can leave
is the order,
Yeah, he's older than you. A few years older. Naam. That's the first one. Second one. Third one. Fourth one. Hajjul Bayt. Somebody else. Five. What are? Huh? You know the five pillars of Islam? Yalla. Let's hear it. Come. Yeah. MashaAllah. Ahsant, MashaAllah. After that, right? Okay, khalas, that's it. We gotta go to the next question. After that one, nobody else should be saying anything. Zakallah khair. What's your name? Taha. MashaAllah. Barakallah fikum. Allah yahfadhu. Allah yahfadhu. Naam. How old? Six only, mashallah, mashallah. Jayid, ahsant. May Allah protect and preserve him and all of our children. Tayyib, question number 3 on top of page 12. La ilaha illallah. Okay, this question didn't come clearly. The answer to it didn't come clearly in this lesson. But in any case, it's upon us to know it. La ilaha illallah. Ayyin. It should be a shadda on the ya instead of the noon. Ayyin. محل النفي ومحل الإثبات في هذه الجملة ثم بين. And again, the shadd should be on the ya, not on the noon, in both of these words. ثم بين معناها باختصار. Two part question. First part, لا إله إلا الله. أين محل النفي ومحل الإثبات في هذه الجملة. What is the meaning of the first part of the question?
Point out or identify
mahal al nafi, the place of negation, wa mahal al ithbati, and the place of affirmation in this jumla. Okay, Musa.
Al mahallu al nafi.
Or mahal al nafi, mudaf mudaf ilay.
Mahal al nafi fi hadhihi al jumla la huwa
awwal.
La ilaha.
طيب. Okay, the place of nafi in this sentence is the first two words, la ilaha. That's nafi, that's negation. There's nothing that deserves to worship. Wa mahal al ithbat, the place of affirmation, is illallah. Yani it's affirmation because, yani there's nothing that deserves to worship, that's negation, except Allah. That means it's negating worship from everything else and affirming it for Allah. It's negated from everything except Allah. Mean it's affirmed for Allah. طيب. Okay, Abu Bakr, take the next one. بين معناها باختصار. يعني clarify its meaning باختصار. What's the meaning of the question? باختصار. Shortly, concisely summarize. Yani in brief. Just give in brief what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. La ma'abuda with fatha, la nafi lil jins, la ma'abuda bi haqqin illallah. Yani in brief its meaning is there nothing that is worshipped, ma'abud, bihaqqin, with a right to be worshipped. There's nothing that is worshipped, meaning there are a lot of things worshipped. The aliha of the mushrikeen and kuffar are too many. But none of them have a right to be worshipped. Only Allah has a right. وَالدَّلِيلُ نَعْمْ وَالدَّلِيلُهُ يَا أَبْدُ الْحَقِّ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى
بالقسس
لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. نعم. He said the proof of this is the
in Surah
يعني 18th آية من سورة آل عمران يعني شاهد الله أنه لا إله إلا الله شاهد الله أنه لا إله إلا الله والملائكة وأولي العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. طيب next question, question number 4, هل يقبل الله من الناس دينا غير الإسلام وما دليلك؟ هل يقبل الله, does Allah accept any deen from the people other than Islam? نعم أبو باكر, okay أبو باكر, they say give it to you.
لا يقبل الله غير الإسلام. لا يقبل
الله, لا يقبل الله, لا يقبل الله هو
غير الإسلام.
نعم من الناس دينا غير الإسلام. ودليلك
إن الدين عند الله الإسلام.
إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Verily the deen with Allah. يعني the deen that's accepted by Allah is Islam. Another دليل. فلا يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. نعم. Whoever desires a deen other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter he will be of the losers. يعني I don't know what page that was on, but 12 was on page. Are we on page 12? The question, but that the answer to that was question number what? That was question number 4. Question number 4, the answer to question number 4 is on page 8. Is on page 8?
Fifth last
line. Fifth last. Oh, okay. Naam. Question number 4, naam, is on page 8. Yani halfway down, a little bit below the middle of the page. Yani where it says, Inna al-Islam huwa al-Istislam, to the end of that, and then it says, La yuqbal Allah min al-Nasi deena ghayra al-Islam. And it mentions these two ayats, yani on page 8. Naam. Okay, question number 5. By the way, question number 5, the answer to it is on page 9. It's just in case, for reference, for future, go back and look for it. But question number 5, let's see. Question number 5 is, الشهادتان هما الشرط للدخول في الإسلام. The two testimonies, they are the condition for the validity of entry into Islam, for a person's valid entry into Islam. تحدث عن هذا الموضوع في ستة أسطر. يعني talk about this subject in 6 lines. يعني give us a little bit about it. يعني about the shahadatain. Who wants to say anything that we can remember about the shahadatain? يعني let's start with shahadatain la ilaha illallah. What do we know about shahadatain la ilaha illallah? What is the meaning of it, for example? Now. Okay, so one thing we can say about Amma Shahadatin La ilaha illallah is that what? The meaning of it, ma'anaha annahu la ma'abuda bihaqin illallah. As far as whatever is worshipped besides Allah, wa amma ma yu'abad min dunillah. فَعِبَادَتُهُ بَاطِلَةٌ. Then anything, whatever, as for whatever is worshipped besides Allah, then the worship of that thing is بَاطِلَةٌ. نعم. What is the proof for this? يعني part of the subject. وَدَلِيلُهُ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ Naam. 18th surah, 3rd ayat that we just mentioned previously. But this is part of the discussion of what? Talking about the shahadatain. Because this is dealing with shahadatain la ilaha illallah. As far as shahadati, anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay, he'll hold akraru. Go ahead.
Arsalahu Allahu.
Okay, arsalahu Allah ila an-nasi bid-din al-islami ila an-nasi kafatan. Okay, arsalahu Allah bid-din al-islam ila an-nasi kafatan. Naam. اتباعه يجب اتباعه أن طاعته في كل ما جاء به من الله سبحانه وتعالى. نعم. And the last statement that they made concerning this, والإقرار بالشهادتين. شرط لدخول الإسلام لها وهو ركن الأول من أركان الإسلام. نعم. أو من أركانه الخمسة. يعني أركانه أركان الإسلام الخمسة. طيب. نعم. Before we go to the next question, from our memories, one statement on the shahadatin la ilaha illallah and one statement on shahadatin Muhammad Rasulullah. From memory. From memory. Okay. Naam.
La ilaha illallah wa la ma'budu la ma'buda.
Yani la ilaha illallah, shahadatin la ilaha illallah, ma'anaha
la ma'buda khair. La ma'budu la ma'buda
بحق
إلا الله
إلا الله. طيب أما شهادته نعم. And whatever is worship besides Allah, then its worship is false, invalid. ويقبل الله دينا غير الإسلامي. لا يقبل الله من الناس دينا غير الإسلامي. طيب أما شهادة محمد رسول الله
أن محمد
هو الإقرار والاعتراف
والتصديق
كافة. شيء يعني دي
بما جاء
كل ما جاء
كل ما جاء.
And we should add to this one thing, right? ويجب اتباعه وطاعته وتصديق كل ما جاء من الله. يعني it's obligatory to follow him. It's obligatory us to be obedient to him. And it's also obligatory upon us to believe in whatever he informed us of. To believe in whatever he informed us of. Now, and it is also from the meaning of shahadat anna Muhammad Rasulullah, لا يعبد الله إلا بما جاء به رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. That Allah is not worshipped with anything except that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came with. And therefore, if a person comes with some type of worship that looks good, sounds good, seems to be reasonable, but it's not what the Prophet ﷺ came with, it was batil. And of course, yani, this is so common today until we don't know yani what he has brought and what he has not brought. Because most of what the people are worshipping Allah with is not what the Prophet ﷺ brought. Yani, right now in Ramadan we see yani too many examples of it. The people are worshipping Allah with other than what the Prophet ﷺ brought. Yeah, you would have definitely been wasting your time. We have two questions remaining. Two questions, let's finish. Jayid, Naam. طيب question number 6. ما المراد بإقامة الصلاة؟ What is intended, the intended meaning, the مراد, the مقصود of إقامة الصلاة؟ يا عم مصطفى.
أداؤها
مطلوب أوقاتها المخصوصة والأمر والأمر بها والصبر عليها. نعم. يعني the meaning of يعني the إقامة الصلاة means performing it على الوجه المطلوب, meaning in the way that is required. المطلوب يعني that is required, طلب, that يعني طلبنا أن نعبد الله على وجه يعني معين, يعني not however we want to worship, but actually we have to do it in the way that is required, the way that Allah has demanded from us, that is in accordance with the sunnah. Okay, otherwise we have not fulfilled Iqam al-Salah. We have not established the Salah if it's not performed in the way that is required, in the times that have been specified for it. And Allah said in the Quran, what? Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawqutan. Yani fixed times. Allah has prescribed the times. Performing the prayers in their times. Wal amra, and the commanding. Yani yourself first and others who are under your responsibility to perform it. Was sabr, yani sabr means here what? What does it mean of sabr? Alayha. What? Yeah, but what? Yani patience. One. Allah, He can listen to all of us at one time. Miskeen human being can only hear one thing at a time. Let's try Muhammad Saeed. Okay, you have to be patient when you're performing it. Naam. Okay, that's part of it. Sure. Naam.
That's what I was going
to add. Okay, anybody else? Add to what he said.
The manner of the salah, the arkan of the salah, you have to fulfill all the things.
Okay, you have to fulfill all of them. Good. Anything else? Musa?
Being present in the masjid.
Be present.
The jama'ah.
Being present in the masjid.
The
jama'ah.
Focus.
Be patient to get up on time.
Leave
your doing. Okay. Why do I ask this question? Because the sabr, the scholars of Sunnah say, is of three types. Sabr bi amrillah, with what Allah has commanded, awamirillah, and sabr with the an and nawahi, the things that Allah has prohibited, and sabr with the aqdarillah al mu'lima, yani the things that Allah has decreed that are painful, that we dislike. Yani the decree of the yani distasteful things. So sabr, yani patience, it doesn't just mean like somebody, be patient. You know? But patience means that you control yourself and don't let yourself say, I don't want to do this. I don't feel like fasting today. I don't feel like going to the masjid now. But rather you take control. Yani taking control of yourself and making yourself do what Allah has commanded you to do, as well as taking control of yourself and holding it back from doing what Allah has prohibited us from, and taking control of yourself when a calamity befalls you, and not yani saying or acting in a way that is unbecoming of the believer when we know that this is the decree of Allah. So the reason why I say as sabr alayha, what do we mean by that? We mean here one type of sabr is restraining, controlling yourself, so that you force your nafs to comply with the command of Allah. That's sabr. That's a type of sabr. That's not the sabr that we normally think about. Somebody screaming at you, be patient. No, that's not the sabr we're talking about here. Here we're talking about the sabr of yani taking control of yourself and forcing it to comply with what Allah has commanded. Now,
can you also mean, I understand, I agree, but can you also mean, like, since it is something incumbent upon us until we die?
Yes.
That means that kind of patience also.
Yeah, that's type of patience too. But the point here, the thing that, of all of that is correct. I'm not, you know, it's not that it's not correct. But the point that I want to make here is that sabr is of more than one type. in this statement here, there's one type of sabr that's mentioned. That's the sabr in complying with what Allah commanded. Know that there's also the sabr in refraining and abstaining from what Allah has prohibited. That's two different aspects of sabr. And both of them are sabr. As well as the sabr that people generally think about, being patient when a trial befalls you. That's the one that most people, be patient, yani somebody died, just be patient. But there's other types of sabr. Naam, Abdul Wahab.
This is the month of patience.
And this is the month of patience. Naam.
Which sabr are you referring over here? The one which is
sabr. Which sabr and what?
In this ayah.
You mean in this definition?
Yes, no, that's ayah.
Oh, I didn't know which ayah you meant. Who mentioned that ayah?
No one mentioned.
What's that? The sabri was salat. Allahu alam. Yani, it's not limited to one, but sabr itself in general is required to help a person. Yani, in this situation, yani when you have difficulty, seek help and sabr and salat. Yani, when you're having difficulty with anything, then one of the things that you find help in is performance of salat. And the other thing that you find help in is being in control of yourself. Yani, exercising self-restraint. That's sabr. And this will help you, yani, in times of difficulties. But the full meaning of that, meaning of the sabr there, yani, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he talked about it in his tafsir, but it doesn't come to my mind at the moment, but inshallah, yani, if we finish from this lesson, inshallah, we'll go back and look at it. Naam.
Yeah, well, I was thinking when you said sabr, because I remember one time a brother was giving a talk and he was saying that he was trying to express different types of sabr.
No.
Just saying that, like, the kafir can work a whole week and that sabr can get paid on the weekend. That's sabr.
That's sabr too, yeah.
And get patient. And wait a whole week to get paid.
Right.
Okay, I mean, that's the type of patience. But that sabr has nothing to do with complying with the commands of Allah. He don't got no sabr with that, complying with the commands of Allah. Yeah, I understand. He says it's a different type of sabr now.
That's what I was meaning when I asked the question too. Because some people who convert were praying, oh, say, well, I've been praying now, I haven't seen nothing, I don't have a job.
So they lose patience with waiting for the answer of Allah. Okay, last question before, and then we'll come back to this, inshallah. We just want to finish. And the last question is, question number 7, ma murad bi itai zakat. What is intended by the giving, paying of the zakat? Now, Abdul Haq.
Okay, itai zakat, من المال إلى المستحق
without ألف لام إلى مستحقيها يعني مستحقين مستحقيها
إذا بلغ المال نصاب والحال على الكول
وحال that's a verb حال عليه الحال الحال نعم طيب anybody else memorize it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Here, Ita'u Zakat.
Ita'u Zakat.
Ita'u Zakat. Ita'u Zakat. Here. Juzun.
Ma'lumun.
Min al-mal. Ila al-mustahiqiha. Ida balag al-malu. Al-nisaba. Al-hal. Alayhi al
wa hala that's a verb hala al hawl al hawl is a sinner yani 1 year naam anybody else طيب موسى
هي جزء معلوم من المال الى مستحقيها اذا بلغ المال النساب وحال عليه الحول
حال عليه الحال نعم. Anybody else? طيب مصطفى.
إتاو زكاة هي جزء معلوم إلى من المال إلى مستحقيها إذا بلغ المال نصابه خالة وخالة عليه عليها قوله
عليه
يعني حالة عليه means حالة على المال. That's why it's masculine. حالة عليه يعني حالة على المال الحول. نعم فضل.
نساء الزكاة هي جزء من المال.
جزء معلوم.
جزء معلوم من المال إلى مستحقيها.
نساء الزكاة ما هي جزء من المال.
Yani, this question, look at the text of the question, right? What page is the answer on?
Page 9.
Page 9, right? Okay. It says, أَمَّا إِتَاءُ الزَّكَاةِ فَهُوَ يعني the giving of the zakat هُوَ إِعْطَاءُ الزَّكَاةِ giving the zakat وَهِيَ يعني الزَّكَاةِ هي جزء معلوم من المال إلى مستحق. Okay, this is how it reads. The meaning of this should be, يعني إيتاء الزكاة هو إعطاء الزكاة إلى مستحقيها. إعطاء الزكاة إلى مستحقيها. But in between is the explanation of what is زكاة. يعني the زكاة هي جزء معلوم من المال. But the way it should read is إعطاء الزكاة يعني إلى مستحقيها. What is zakat? جزء معلوم من المال. Okay, so the way it actually reads, it should be إعطاء الزكاة, giving the zakat إلى مستحقيها, to those who have a right to it. But what is zakat? جزء معلوم من المال. That's how it should read. This is like, this statement is came in between to define zakat. But the original sentence is, إيتاء الزكاة هو إعطاء الزكاة إلى مستحقيها. إلى مستحقيها. But then in between is the definition of zakat, جزء معلوم من المال. That's how it actually should come. Okay, we're going to stop here inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. And inshallah next week, please preview lesson number 3. الدرس الثالث on page 12, 13 and 14. Please preview that lesson. Inshallah, we'll read it carefully next week, and then the following week, inshallah, we'll read it again and do the exercises. Okay, I'm going to just look at this tafsir quickly. We're going to stop here, inshallah.